Whenever you hear that quack, quack, quacking, you better get pack, pack, packing. Orthodox sloganeering is on the loose.
It's all about the word. Observations on Language and Literature with Strider Lee.
In Orwell's prophetic novel, 1984, language becomes debased as a tool of party control, with party-approved slogans and definitions taking the place of individual critical thinking. Early in the novel, we see this in action. The protagonist, Winston, is at lunch and is describing a nearby conversation that is merely a monologue of party slogans. What was slightly horrible was that from the stream of sound that poured out of his mouth, it was almost impossible to distinguish a single word. Just once, Winston caught a phrase, "complete and final elimination of Goldsteinism," jerked out very rapidly, and, as it seemed, all in one piece, like a line of type cast solid. For the rest, it was just a noise, a quack, quack, quacking. He might be denouncing Goldstein and demanding sterner measures against thought criminals and saboteurs. He might be fulminating against the atrocities of the Eurasian army. He might be praising Big Brother or the heroes on the Malabar front. It made no difference. Whatever it was, you could be certain that every word of it was pure orthodoxy. Winston had a curious feeling that this was not a real human being, but some kind of dummy. It was not the brain that was speaking, it was his larynx. The stuff that was coming out of him consisted of words, but it was not speech in the true sense. It was a noise uttered in unconsciousness, like the quacking of a duck. The Newspeak dictionary word for this kind of sloganeering prattle is duck speak, perhaps for its predictable rhythm and lack of specific content. The predigested nature of the clever slogan saves the quacker from having to think through issues on his own and gives him a verbal club with which to bludgeon detractors, and that's a damn good thing. After all, in this fast-paced competitive world, who has time to do their own thinking?
It's all about the word. Observations on Language and Literature with Strider Lee.